Today's daf is Nida daf Samach Beis. Nida Samach Beis, we are on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the last line, continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Nida. Says the Mishnah, Shiva Samanim Ma'avir and Alakesim. There are seven types of Samanim, seven types of cleansing agents that one can put and pass over and pass on the kesem. If we clean a kesem, a stain, that we're not 100% sure what it is. Is it dam? Is it from another source? There is a test way to find out. Everything we've been talking about up till now has been, we might know that it's dam, but we don't know where it came from. And that's what all the tlios were. It could be dam. It could be dam from the isha. We don't know where from the isha it came from. It could be dam from elsewhere. But there's a test way. Shiva saman ma'avir mal kesem, to figure out if it is dam or it is something else. That's one way to understand the Mishnah. The other way to understand the Mishnah is that even if it is dam, as we will see in the Gemara, this is a way to be mevatel the dam. Even though it is there, if I cleanse it with these seven, so then it loses its status as dam. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, "Mavir na lakesem she'ein hadam batel ad she'yaviru kulan alav." The dam is not batel until you clean the dam with all of these. So there, second point is, even if it is vadai dam. So not only does this bedika tell us whether it is dam or not, but even if it is dam, then we can do this bedika in order to be mevatel from its status of dam. So says the Mishnah, Shiva Saman Mavir Nal Kesem. They are rok tafel. We'll get to what each of these are in the Gemara. A rok tafel, some type of spit, ume grisin, mushed beans, ume raglayim, vineser, uboris, other types of soap or cleansing materials, kumunya ve'eshlag. Right, so those are the seven that are used. They must be used in this specific order, and they must be used one after another. Hitbilu va'asa al-gabav taros. What if before I use these agents, first I was matbil the beged, and then va'asal gabav taras, and then I was osekes, she was osekes b'taras, and then hever alav shiva samanim, and then she used these cleansing agents, so she already was osekes in taras, v'lo avar, and the dam was not affected, so that is a raya that hariz et seva. So the guy lucked out, she lucked out, it was seva, and therefore, the taros are not ruined, are not tameim. She took a chance, and there it worked out for her. Hataros taharos ve'en atzarach lahatbil. And the taharos of taharos in that case, that she doesn't have to be matbil the beged anymore again, because this is a reflection. L'mafreya, we realize that it was not dam in the first place. But in this case, if it did get cleansed, and that is a raya that it was dam, oshadiyah, or even if it just got a little lighter, doesn't have to get totally clean, but even if it just got a little lighter, hare ze kesem, then that is a kesem of dam, and vahataros tebeos, and the taros that she was osekes in are tebeos, because this was dam, vitzarech lahatbil, and after I pass over the seven, so then I have to send it to the mikvah again, because it's the seven plus the mikvah. That's what, even if I'm a vatal it, I still have to be matbil it as well. Okay, stop there for a minute. First of all, there's a major machlokas we've shown him. What is this Mishnah referring to? When the Mishnah says, Shiva Samanim Avir Nal Kesem, what is that Lagabe? So it is at least Lagabe Taharos. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah. Taharos of Temeos or Taharos Taharos. That is for sure. That is what the Ramban says. That is what the Havos Amadio says. It is Lataharos. The Rambam says clearly that it is also Lebaila. Says the Rambam, Minachos Yisrei Biya, Teslam Advav, Kol Kesem HaNimsa Ala Beged, She'ein Lo Bameh Yitle, if there's a Kesem, then we don't have any Tlios, Eino Metame, it's not Metame Ad She'ivada Shehu Dam, it is not Metame until I know that it is for sure Dam, Vim Nistapik Lohem, Shemahu Dam Otseva Adom, if I'm not sure if it's Dam, or some type of red color from another source, Ma'avir Nalav Shiva Samanim, Elu ala seder. I can use these seven samanim. Im avar. Okay, if it disappeared or got lighter, no. Hariza kesem dam, vutmeya. Vim amad kamos shehu, harizet seva, vitahora. Then the Rambam quotes the seven. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, and the Ritva also, and say that this Mishnah is even Labaila, that if this, it passes the test, so to speak, and it does not get any lighter, so then not only are taros, but also labaila. But the question, within the Rambam, there's another machlokas, that what about before the bedika is done? Is it metame bevade before the bedika is done or not? So if you look closely in the Rambam sounds even more lakula than we have just said. Not only does the bedika help you with labayla, but even if you do before the bedika, right? That's the Rambam's lashon. Kol kesav hanimsal beged she'ela b'me yitzle, eino metame ad she'yivada shehudam. So it sounds like, if you read the Rambam closely, that even before the bedika, it is not considered dam, unless you know otherwise, right? This is maybe part of the Taliya Ksamim Lahakel, like we had at the end of yesterday's daf, Kedil Lahakel al Kismehem. The idea of Ksamim is a Chumrah, but the workings within Ksamim are all the coolest. That's a Machlokas in the Rambam. Do you take that part of the Rambam literally? But that is summary Shonim. But as I mentioned, the Ramban, the Gosma Manios here quotes the Ramban, Aval HaRamban Kasav, She'ein B'dikas HaDavar Barur, K'deil L'Tari Shel Abayla, V'lohuzkar B'talmud El Inyin Maga. It's only regarding Taris, which is unusual. And if you look at the Torah says here, Zibukuf Tzadik, asked on the Ramban. So far, this Masechta, every time we had L'Taris and L'Abayla, L'Taris had a higher standard, and L'Taris was more Machmir. Here, according to the Ramban, we're being more machmir for labayla than lataris. How can it go in that order? Right? We'll allow this bedika to say that the tairas are tahoros, but we will not allow the bedika for the husband and the wife to be muteris to each other. So that is somewhat unusual. Says the Taz, answering the Torah's question. Taz here at Kufsadig Yurches, he says, well, if you look in some sources, there is a basis for that chilek, and that is regarding bedikos. That's where we had in the first parak and the second parak, Lataris was more higher standard than Labaila. We're more worried about Taros, and therefore more bedikos are done regarding Taros. But regarding other halachos, maybe we'll be more machmir by Baila, right? Because after all, it's an Issacharis. Issacharis for Nidal Abaylos, that's why it can work out that sometimes there will be more machmer for Taurus, that's in terms of Bedikos, and for example here will be more machmer for Le Baila. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch quote? The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadik Lamed Aleph, Matza Ketzem Vein Labame Litlos Vadavar Mesupak in Mudamot Seva, Maveris Lav Zayin Sevamonim. Right, if we define the Kesef, we don't know what it is, there's no other basis to be told it on, then you can pass over the seven Samanim, Im Amad Be'eno Hariz Et Seva V'Tahora, if it stays that it's Seva, V'Eidim Averis Olav, Tzvei Misafek, talking about the woman, so he's passing like the Rambam, that it could even apply to Isha L'Baila. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'Achshav Ein Lanu, why haven't any of us ever heard of this? V'Achshav Ein Lanu Avar Zayin Samamanim. We don't do this Bizman Hazeh. We don't pass on these seven. Why? Mipnei she'ein anu b'kiyim b'ksas mishmosam. We're not 100% sure about each of them. The Gemara is going to go through each one and we're going to translate some of them, but we're not 100% vade b'kiyin in what these materials are. The Shach quotes, one of them is going to be something that even Rashi says in a different context that he doesn't know what it is. Shluftutz, as we'll see. So we're not b'kiyin, so we don't use this b'zman hazeh. Interesting, Torah Hashlamim. Torah Hashlamim, I think the Torah Hashlamim is an underrated resource for Hilchas Nida. From the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, that's where the Torah Hashlamim is. Summarizes what the Nosei Kalim say, and here he even adds his own Ha'ara, and quoting other Achronim. So the Torah Hashlamim here points out, we don't use, like the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't use this check today because we don't know exactly what each of them are. So he says, Lafim Ashakasafti Basif Khatan Khaftes, as I just said earlier, in Sif Khatan Khaftes, that there are certain chumras that we take upon ourselves like Samim, because we say you might as well not rely on, you know, assuming Lakula, but you should do the test. But what about Lamaisa? Imkein today, Imkein Nira Da'achshav Kivet She'ef Shara Be'Bedika, because we don't do the Bedika, Yesh Lahakel B'Safik Imhud Seva Odam. Could be that Bezman is that, like, because we have a Chumra B'Sofa, we have a Kula B'Tchilasa, because we're not going to rely on the Bedika, well, there are some Chumras that we say, you know what, you might as well be Machmir because you can do the test. But if you can't do the test, maybe you don't say that Svara of, you might as well be Machmir. That's what he says. Because you can't do the Bedika, Yishlaka B'Safik Imhud Seva Odam. Achein HaLavush Kasla V'Yishlachmir Misafik. The Lavush says, though, that no, even Misafik, you can't be Make a why? Vitzarach Lamer, he suggests Dahavi Kesafek Chisaron Yedia, because it's just a chisaron in our daas. Meaning, sometimes there's a you're not sure about something because it's impossible to know. But sometimes you can't be know because we are lacking just in a certain knowledge. So whenever the lacking is within us, if we saw an idea, then you can't take any coolness because of that. It's our fault. So he's already an idea. We don't know what the materials are. So he quotes this Bachlokas Achronim, whether we have any more kulas by Ksamim, if we're not sure what it is, to assume that it is not Dam, do we have any more kulas Bizman Azeh, because we don't do the check anyways. That's 2 days in the Torah Sashlamim, in Sif Katan Lamed, right here on this Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Tzadik. Okay, number one. We continue. Says the Mishnah. So we have the list of these seven Samamanim, and it has to be in order, and if you are Osekes Bataris, if she is Osekes Bataris before she does this Bedika, so she's taking her chances. And if it eventually does not come off, fine, but if it does come off, or get lighter, then she's in trouble. So what are these seven? So the Mishnah says, Ezehu Rok Tafel. What is Rok Tafel? Rok, we know what it is. Rok is saliva, or spit. What is tafel? Literally, it means bland. Kol shelo ta'am klum. Anytime that the person did not eat or taste anything in the morning, and the morning saliva, so that's rok tafel. It's rok tafel. Number one. Next, number two, me grisin. Le'isas grisin shel pol chalukas nefesh. It is the chewed up and the mashed up beans, grisin shalpol, chalukas nefesh, if it is split from, Rashi says, it's peel. Shenechla ka'ochal min aklipa. Right, so it's chewed up, mushed, mei grisin. Mei raglayim shehechmitsu. And on the side it adds in shehisrichu. Mei raglayim, urine that has become putrid. Vitzarech laka, and those are the three. We're talking about the other ones in the Gemara. Vitzarech laskaskes shalosh pamim lekol echad ve'echad. Each one of these seven has to be rubbed into the stain three times. As you usually rub, you rub a piece of clothing together on itself, so it has to be done three times, each one in order. So that's 21 times, the seven and the three, 21 rubbings. Right? If I did it out of order, or I just throw them into a bowl at once, lo asa v'lo klum. It doesn't work. Scientifically, says the Mishnah, it's only going to work properly as a bedika if we do it in this order, one after another. Stop there again for a moment. So the Mishnah said, rok tafel kol shelo ta'am klum, if nothing was eaten in the morning. Okay, it's not exactly connected, but could be a good related issue relating to eating in the morning. So what is allowed to eat? What is one allowed to eat in the morning? The Mishnah talks about rok tafel, not eating in the morning. So what is one allowed to eat? So we know the Shulchan Aruch says that one is not allowed to eat before davening. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Peites in Hilchos Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch says, Aser lo lehis asik bitzrachav, o lelech laderach lehis achi ispalot filish one asrei. We're not supposed to do anything before we daven. Be osek in our tzrachim to do anything that we can wait till later. Do anything for work? Nothing. We're supposed to daven in the morning. The yesh mekilin laachar shamar mikzas brachas kodem shamar barach shamar. Shamar mekel after one says brachas the tova hachmir. It's better to be machmir, says the Ramah, not to do anything before davening. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Yonah Dioma, today's, if one is shopping for Shabbos, one is allowed to be shop for Shabbos and buy Shabbos things. If it's not going to, the store is going to run out of challah, run out of something for Shabbos, you're allowed to go before davening, because that's called Tzarchei Shemayim. That's not called Tzarchachop, and therefore it would be murta. That's not called Tzarchachop. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'lo le'chol v'lo lishtos. What is not allowed to eat or drink before davening? Avomayim mutar lishos kodem tefillah. Water, yes. Meaning it's not like before, when the chiyuv of kiddush kicks in, so then one cannot even drink water. After shacharis on Shabbos morning, even if one wants to make kiddush, like in camp here, we have a break, after shacharis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, then you're not allowed to drink water. But if it's just before davening, one is allowed to drink water, but just not anything else. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos v'yantiv, there's no difference between weekday and Shabbos v'yantiv in this regard of eating before davening. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein auchlim uma. So stop there for a minute. That's what's mutter, only water. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, a big discussion in the Achronim, and what about sugar? If you add sugar to a drink, V'dafka, says the Mishnah Berurah, below tzukr, without sugar. Avalamat tzukr aser, but if you put in some sugar into the water, it's aser. V'kol shekein mashke sheikhar shekorin beer, v'vadi aser. Surely to have a beer before davening, that's somewhat unusual, that for sure will be aser. V'teva coffee, what about tea and coffee, the Mishnah Berurah says? Motul ishtoso, kodem tefila, kidesh yuchal l'chavi daidol ispalo. One can have a drink before davening, in order to daven better. Uv'prad pa'amakom, osheregilin bahem, especially in the places where it's normal, it's very common to have a drink of coffee, a cup of coffee in the morning. And a person has trouble concentrating and focusing without the cup of coffee. That would be okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah adds, if it calls that below tzukr, below chalav, without milk and sugar. Because at that time, 100 years ago, and even more than that, he's quoting the earlier Achronim, 300-400 years ago, most coffees, it seems, commonly were made without sugar, without milk. But says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ha'olam noagin lahakel lishtos im sugar v'efshar." The milag olam is to be mekel v'efshar the kavana sa'achronim, the kavana of the achronim, and the Radvaz says it that usually it's like a simit of gaiva, having something with sugar, with sweet. But if everybody does that, if everybody has that, if you have a little bit of tea, so yotzi b'dvareinu. But if this is normal and it's accepted, so then it is not called gaiva. We're not supposed to, maybe you shouldn't get one, shouldn't get the fanciest cappuccino, Starbucks, whatever, the fancy coffee before davening. But a regular cup of coffee that is accepted, that people just drink in order to help focus, so they don't get headaches, whatever it is, a little caffeine jump before davening if they need it. So then the minhag olam is to be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah though does add, it shouldn't be in the context of getting together with friends and having a shmooze. The yeshlam noa milishtos atik baboker kodem atfila basifas chaverim. Right, that's not appropriate. If I wanted to have it privately in my own home, or before davening, while I'm learning, before davening, that's different than getting together, having a group getting together to drink and eat before davening. So that is a big difference. The Shulchan Aruch now, though, back to the Shulchan Aruch on top, does add, ochlim umashkin lirefuah is mutter. If I'm taking some type of food for medicinal reasons, lirefuah is mutter. Right? Even food. The Shulchan Aruch says, right? Because that's not gaiva, that's not mishum, the pasuk in Brachas Daf Yud, where the source of this halacha is that if we eat before davening, we're taking care of our own needs, and we're focusing on ourselves before we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's l'refuah, so then I'm just doing it, not al tzgaiva, but because of refuah, and therefore it is mutter. So again, one should ask a shayla, like how far does refuah go? If I really can't concentrate, if I'm dizzy, whatever the case may be. So that is something that should be asked, but there are certain flexibilities in terms of the Israel eating before davening, if it is not for me. Interesting, the Bira Wacha discusses what happens if I would, basically the Bira Wacha even deals with this. If I would stay home, I could daven without eating, but I would be b'yachidus. If I have to go to shul, which is a little farther away, so then I would have to eat something before davening. Is it better to daven without a minion at home and not eat before davening, versus if I need to eat before I go to davening, then I would have to eat. So which is better? So the Mishnah Berurah says that, seems to say, I'm not poskening, I'm just reading the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, it's better to daven b'yachidus. The afilu im yachol akum akra tefila gabkein mutter v'chul ukaz v'chai adam, nearly de'efshar, hatzorach lechol b'nechol shazalev mutter, Kazbo Achronim, here it is. To Ish Chalosh, Sheino Yachol Lahamid Al Nafsho, Ad Eisha Gomer Natsibet Philosophy Mesa Classes. It takes longer. Also, I can't hold myself in. Tov Yoser Lahatiloshi Ispala Laatsmo, Bebeso Baboker, Vyochal Ma'at, David at home, Shachris, eat a little bit, Vyachach Yelch Lebesa Knesses, Lashmo Akadish Ubarchu Vishadivik Kedusha, Misha Yochal Kodem Matfilo, Vyelch Lebesa Knesses, Lashpalo Matzibur. Amazing psak, that's the seriousness, just reflects the seriousness of this idea of eating before davening. If one wants more details on all of these halachas, the Piskei Tshuvos has a whole summary with three different categories of people. People who have to take medicine, people who are weaker, or just someone who has headaches. He goes through and he quotes the various poskim. He does quote, though, that if somebody's bringing a child to shul and the child would behave better if he has a little breakfast beforehand, one shouldn't be mechanichim in this area yet. He needs some kochos to be able to sit. And in that way, if he's a lohi giyel lechenach, if he's a giyel lechenach, okay, it's something to talk about. But even shalohi giyel, for sure, I want you to make sure to give food before he brings them to shul. Okay, we get into the Gemara. So we have these seven samanim that were mavar alakasem in order to check and to be mevatel. Tana, Nisra, Alexandris, Velo Neser, Antipatris. The Neser that we're talking about is Alexandria Neser, but not Antipatris Neser. So somebody's got to be in Alexandria to be able to, or bring it from Alexandria, this type of Neser. Interesting, Alexandria. How did they know about it? Did they live there? So just to mention, I bet you this in the Parshas here this week, but just to mention it again, and that is, we know there's an Issa Daraisa for a Jew to live in Egypt. A Jew can live anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Harabais, they can't live. Sorry, for that's Tumah and Tahara reasons. But just for Yishuv reasons, a Jew could really live anywhere in the world. There are places, better places to live. There are worse places to live. Obviously, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But one is not allowed to live in Egypt. Torah says this, three different places. Says the Rambam, Menuchas Malachim, in Perek Hey, Alach HaZayin, Umuto Lishchon B'chol HaOlam. A Jew can live in anywhere in the world. Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except for Egypt. Min Ayama Gadol HaMa'aravi. Arba Me'os Parsa. Al Arba Me'os Parsa. K'neged Eretz Kush. U'K'neged Amidbar. Hakol Asur Liz Yashibah. The Rambam gives the dimensions and the geography of Egypt. Not allowed to live there. And then the Rambam adds, uncharacteristically, the Rambam doesn't always say this, Ubishlosha Mikomos his Hira Torah Shlosha L'Mitzrayim. And just to make sure you take it seriously, the Torah says it three times that one shouldn't live in Mitzrayim. Moto Sifun Lashuv Baderech Hazeh Od. One shouldn't go down this path again, meaning this path of going back to Mitzrayim, Lotosif Od Lirosa, Lotosifo Lirosam Od Ad Olam. And the Rambam says those aren't just saying that, B'nai Yisrael, you won't see the Egyptians anymore, but you're not allowed to go back there. And then the Rambam adds three more words, the Alexandria, Bichlal HaIsser. Alexandria is Bichlal HaIsser, right? We're talking about Nesser Alexandrius. That's the Rambam. So the obvious Shaila is, how could there have been, throughout history, so many thousands of Jews, large Jewish communities in Egypt, including Alexandria? The Gemara tells us elsewhere, Sukkah, that they used to have such large shuls in Alexandria that they used to have flags to wave to make sure people knew when to say Amen or not. It was such a large shul. Big Shaila, can you say Amen to a bracha that you don't know what the bracha is? You don't know when it was finished. Rashi Maseches Brachas quotes that Gemara in Sukkah. Okay, but either way, regarding this sugya, how could they live in Mitzrayim? So the Radvaz deals with this. The Radvaz right here. The Radvaz says, how could it be that some live in Mitzrayim? So he says, Yesh Mishakasav, some say, this is why we mentioned this week in Parsha Shir, that one of the psukim says that Lo Tosifun Lashuv Baderech Hazeh Od. Don't go back on this path, which some suggest means the only Isser is to go to Mitzrayim in the exact same opposite path as Bnei Yisrael went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Masos need to be listed in Parshas Masay, because that is the way that we know that what the path is. So that's what's suggested. If they don't go Dafka this path, if you go from some other country to Mitzrayim, that's okay. But the Radvaz says, that's only one of the Pesukim. The other two Pesukim don't say that. So why would you limit it? So he says, maybe Vieshli Tetam, says the Radvaz, Shlo Asra Torah Ela Leireid Lagursham Ulehish Takeya. The Isser is only to go and live there and to remain there, not to just visit there. Like the Yerushalmi says, "Liyeshiva iata chozer, aval ata chozer l'schora u'l'prakmatia u'l'kibish ha'aretz." You can go back for business or to conquering the land. The Rambam says in the next halacha, if a Melech Yisrael expands Eretz Yisrael into part of Egypt, that also gives it the status of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, he says the Radvaz, if you're not going there to live, but for some other reason, so then maybe that's also okay. Again, what is Lola Hishtak? Yeah, I'm visiting. I'm here for 30 years. Yeah, just this is business. Just because of business. Oh, so what does that mean? Says the Radvaz, V'yavagav diachara nishtaku, v'ein kan lav elisur ba'alma. What happens if somebody goes to visit? Happens sometimes, and then they end up staying there. But they're just going for a little bit. They end up staying there. And then they don't come back. Well, says the Radvaz, well, at least you're not going to get Malkus in that case. It's still us, you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because the Rambam says, if you go with that intention, so when you went, and the Radvaz explains, when you went, there was no Isser because you didn't go to be Mishtakeya. And later on, when a person decides to say, there's no Maisa. So it's you're not going to get Malkus for that, but it's still us, and maybe that's why people stayed. Okay, Radvaz says though that it's still an Isser. Still an Isser Daraisa. So, back to the question. He says, what about the Rambam himself? He says, "V'yimtomar tikshi l'rabbeinu shari yishtuk yedu Mitzrayim." Right, the Rambam lived in Egypt for many years. So how is it that the Rambam quotes this halacha and lived there? V'yesh lomar de'onis hoya al pi amalchus shahaya rofe l'melech v'hasarim. Says the Radvaz, oh, maybe the Rambam didn't have a choice. He was anus. He was the king for the sultan. He was the king for all the princes. Therefore, maybe he didn't have a choice. And then the Radvaz adds, autobiographically, v'gam aninis yashavti sham zman meruba, lul motora ulo lamda, v'kavati sham yeshiva, v'chi hagavna mutter, v'shuv basi b'Yerushalayim. He says, I also lived there for a bunch of years to learn and to teach, and then I came back to Yerushalayim. That is the Radvaz saying that if there is a tzarech of schora, of learning, but on a temporary basis, so then one would be able to go. If not, not. There's a famous letter that the Rambam wrote in one place, if it's authoritative, that the Rambam says, he signed his letter, Ani Moshe ben Maimon, who's living and violating, you know, four Averis every day. Different Averis every day. So that is the, he didn't sign that always. Just one letter that is quoted, that he was living in sin. Okay, so he thought maybe that was ba'anus. Maybe that could be brought as a raya, whether ma'isa aveira ba'ones is called a ma'isa aveira or not. The Rambam says he's living in sin, unless you say it's more of a hashkafic statement. It's not halachically sin, it's just has no choice. Okay, either way, but this is the sugya of living in Mitzrayim, and we got into that through the Neser of Alexandria. Neser Alexandria is flow Neser Antipatris. Okay, says the Gemara Boris. What's Boris? Boris is the next one, the fourth item, fifth item on the list. Amar of Yehuda ze ohala. That's ohala, a certain type of cleansing agent. Vatanya haboris vaha ohel. Can't be ohala because the Brisa has them listed as two separate ones. Boris and ohel. Elamai Boris kavrisa. Okay. Boris is kavrisa, which is translated as sulfur. Viramini, can it really be kavrisa? Viramini osifu alehen. Hosifu Alehem, this is in the context of Shemitah. The context of Shemitah. They added on to say that the following items have the halachas of Shemitah, and it has Kedusha Shvius. Halavitzin, v'halaonin, haboris, v'haohel. You see, boris is on the list. V'i boris kavrisa. And if boris is kavrisa, which is sulfur, mi isle shvius, does sulfur have Kedusha Shvius, v'atnan? We learned in the Mishnah. Zehaklal, kol sheyesh lo ikur, yesh lo shvius. It's a brisa, really. See, it changes on the side, Vatanya. Right? Kol sheyesh lo ikur, yesh lo shvius. Anything that has a root, that has an ikur, has kedusha shvius. V'kol sheein lo ikur, ein lo shvius. Right? Shvius can be fruit, shvius can be some types of herbs, some types of spices. So all of those grow with a root. So anything that has a root has shvius, but anything that does not have shvius. And sulfur doesn't grow with a root, it just grows in the ground. Right? It's not, Rashi says. Shorish, menu chai, the gophris, karka ba'amu. Gophris, sulfur is just karka, it grows in the ground. It doesn't have a root. So how can you say that boris is kavrisa if boris is subject to shvius and we know kavrisa wouldn't be? So Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, go back to what we said before. My boris ahala. Boris is really ahala. Batanya, boris for ha'ol, but didn't we have boris and ohel listed separately in the brisa? Trey, gavni, ahala. Really, it's two types of ahal. Two types of cleansing agents, and that's why it is two separate items on the list. Good. The komunya. Komunya, Amar of Yehuda, shlofdots. Komunya is shlofdots, another type of agent. Rashi elsewhere says that shlofdots, we're not sure exactly what it is. That's what the Gra quotes. The Gra quotes that Rashi, I think it's in Masechta Shabbos, the Gra quotes that Rashi on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, we're not sure exactly what these items are, so that's where the Gra quotes that, look, Rashi didn't even know, so that is why we are not allowed to do this bisman hazep, where the Gra quotes Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tzadik, lo is parish, v'harish loftos echad mishev samanamu, lo is parish, doesn't know, so therefore, we are not allowed to rely on it, bisman hazep. Good. The Eshlag, Amar Shmuel, Shal Tinu Lenachuse Yama. Shmuel says, I asked those who went down to the Yam, v'amru ashlagashme. They told me, really, its name is Ashlaga. That's the name on the street of this item. Umishtakach beni nikve marganisa. It's found between the nooks and the crannies next to the pearls. Marganisa. That's why he asked the Nechusayama. Because it was found with the pearls, which might have been in the water. Umafkila baramsi the parzala. And the way you could take it out. Umafkila baramsi the parzala is you have to use a metal type of kli. Ramsa the parzala. type of tweezers to get it out. That's how you get out this ashlag, that which would you would grind into the cleansing agent. Hitbilu va'asa v'chulu. The Mishnah says these seven, if I didn't use them, if I first was with matpil, I first put it into the mikvah, and then I was osekas bataris, and then I did the test. So it depends what happened in the end. If it's over, then it's a problem. If it's not over, then it's not a problem. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Hevir alav shiva samanim velo avar. What if I did the bedika, seven samanim velo avar, and it didn't get cleaned off? Which would tell me, as we assume till now, that it is not a kesem dam, and therefore it would be okay. Tzvon v'avar, but if I then used tzvon, which is another type of strong soap, Rashi says, sabon balaz. Interesting. Sabon balaz. So tzvon v'avar, taros of tomatoes. But if I then use soap, taros of nipakaptame, says the Gemara, 1 second. Tzvon seven avi mevar. How can that be? We did this, we did the test, we did Sheva Saman, I mean, it didn't, wasn't over, and then you Tzvon, so who cares about Tzvon? Tzvon removes everything. Tzvon removes even Seva. So why do we say, if I use Tzvon, it will be Tame? So, the Gemara says, okay, sorry, correction. Ella Hever Alav Shisha Samanim. If I only use six, not all seven, Velo Avar, and then it's, it was still there. And then Hever Alav Tzvon V'Avar, then I use Tzvon V'Avar, Tarosav Tameo. So then I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I only did the six, then the Tarosav will be Tame. Why? Shem Hever, Shvi, Mitchila Shem Avar. Because even if I maybe if I would have used the seventh one, if I would have used Eshlag, so then it also would have been Avar. So you don't know, so one has to be Machmir in this case. The Achronim, the Rishash discusses, what happens if I just use Tzvon? If I just use Tzvon and it did not pass, it stayed. If I use Tzvon, v'lo avra, and it didn't disappear. So is that vaday etzeva? So Rishash says, it's a kol shekein. You see from our Gemara that Tzvon sometimes removes items that the seven samanim don't. So if I just use Tzvon, let's say I didn't have all the other items, and I just use Tzvon and it didn't, if I use Tzvon and it got removed, then you have no idea still. But if I use Tzvon and it did not get removed, says the Rishash, that is a kal v'chomer, that would be good enough, and you can assume it is seva. And he argues with the Marsha. The Marsha here is not so sure about that. When you make that kal v'chomer, seems to not say the kal v'chomer, and the Rishash is bothered, and he says that kal shekein, the Tzvon is stronger, so therefore if Tzvon does not remove it, it would be okay, it would be a good vedika. Tanya idach, like Mara quotes another brisa, similar, hevir alav shiva samanim velo avar. If I did this bedika, velo avar, if I would stop there, I would be fine. I did the sheva samanim, it's still there. Okay, I should put on the shirt. I should put on the baged. If I stop there, everything's wonderful and it's tahora. But what if I didn't stop there? Shanan v'avar, if I did it again, I did the seven again, and now the second time, it was over, taharosav, tahoros. Says the Tanakama, that, or the Shita, and we're going to explain in a minute, it's tahoros, because you did the bedika already. Amr of Zera, a huge limit? No. Lo shan, is that what you think? Lo shanu ela hataru shenasu b'techposes rishon alishniya. When do we say taharosav, tahoros? That's only up until the second kibbus, the second washing, because you did the seven, so you can assume it is Tahora now, and therefore anything before the second kibbutz I can consider Tahora. But then I decided myself to do a second kibbutz. Aval taharos shenasu achar techbos hashnia taharos of tameos. But once I decide to do a second kibbutz and try again, then it's over. So then taharos of tameos, then oba taharos, since then are tameos. Why? Shahari hikpid alav va'avar. Because I was makpid on it. What does that mean, because I was makpid on it? So if you look in Rashi here, and if you look in the Tosfos HaRash here, the fact that I did these samamanim on it, and it was not over, so I say it is not a kesem dam, it is a tseva. So far, that usually works, and it's batel, as Rashi said before. And even if there's a chash that it is dam, it's still batel if I do these seven on it. The second that I do something which reflects my das, that I don't accept that it is seva totally, and I'm still a little nervous about it, and maybe it's dam, so I'm megala my das, that it could be dam. That ruins the bittel. Says Rashi, Shari hikpid alav, kishachazar v'heaviron, gila daito, shemakpid alav b'safik dam. Amigdala Maidas, that I still think is a Suffolk Dam, and it's Avar, then Rashi quotes a very interesting phrase, Vinasebo Maisadam. I did a Maisadam to it. If I wouldn't have done anything, I would have been fine. But I did a Maisadam to it. Again, I tried the seven again. So therefore, says Rashi, I have to treat it as dam, and therefore, taharosav tameos. That's Rashi. Look at the Tosfos HaRosh as well. Second to last line of the Tosfos HaRosh. Kiva shehikbet olav v'nog bo minag dam, alma lo machshiv le balua, al yedei mashalo avar b'zayin saman marishonim. I don't consider it swallowed up, I don't consider it balua, because I'm still trying to get rid of it. So therefore, the bittel itself doesn't work, and therefore, I have to be machmir. Tosfos has a little different understanding. Tosfos says that the fact that it's avar the second time, a little more straightforward. No, less lumdis, just more lamaisa, more straightforward. The fact that it went through the second time is a raya that maybe the first time I didn't do it correctly. Because if it was real tseva, it wouldn't be removed or become lighter even if I do the seven 10 times. Says Tosis, it's just a raya that I didn't do it correctly, which is a little more a standard shot, you know, less lumdis, but Rashi and the Tosfos HaRosh have this idea of the Maisa Dam that it is done to it. Okay, that's the Tosis with the Aruch HaShulchan's help. I'm sorry, Aruch Laner's help. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, Rabbi Abel, Rav Ashi. Let's go with Rashi's Pshat. Rashi, the Tosfos HaRosh. What we just said, if you do it again, even the first time it was not removed, if you do it again it is removed, then you have to assume that it is Tameh. Ask the Gemara then, Amar Leh, Rabbi Abel, Rav Ashi, Mida V'Kpeda Talia Milsa. I don't understand. Why should it be telling his Kpeda? You did the seven, it was proven to be Tseva, that's it, it's finished. Do we ever find in this context specifically, and in other contexts we'll get to, but do we find in this context that it's totally unkpeda? Amalayin, yes. It is totally unkpeda, answers Rav Ashi. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Chiya Omer, Rabbi Chiya says, that remember we had yesterday that according to some, the Chashuk Yechem quoted the Chidah, that according to some, Rabbi Abba is really Rav, because Abba was called Rav, and he lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. You see here Rabbi Abba talking to Rav Ashi. So that would be a very long, hundreds for a couple hundred years that he lived. Either way, so Rabbi Abba asked Rav Ashi, is it Tali B'Kpeda? I'm like, and yes, the Tanya, Rabbi Chiya Omer. Because after all, we have a Braisa of Rabbi Chiya. Dam Hanida Vadai. If you have Dam Hanida, you're Vadai. What it is? It's Vadai Dam Hanida. But let's say the woman is Tamea. Good. But how are you Matar the Beged? So Ma'avir Olav Zayin Samanim U'Mavatlon. What you do is that you do this process, seven Samanim, and you're Mavatal it. And then, even if, Rashi quotes, even if it's still Nikar, even if you still see it a little bit, it doesn't matter. Once you do these seven, you're Mavatal it. So the Gemara says, Amai Hadam Nido. But is it a Dam Nido? How can you say it's Batel Sa'alma? But once you do these seven, then you, what do you see? But Kpeda Talia Milsa. It's Talia on your Kpeda. So therefore, now it's not called Dam anymore. It loses its status, or it's called Balua. So Achanami, but Kpeda Talia Milsa. So to hear, if I do it again, it could work against me. Even though in this case, of the Brisa of Rabbi Chiya worked for me, here it could work against me. It's totally unkpeda. Ask Tosfos, though, if it's totally unkpeda, it's what he needs to do anything for. Why don't you just have in your mind? Totally unkpeda. Alma, bekpeda, tali mil, savim tomar, ask Tosfos. Imkein, matzok, bavar, samana. What do you need the Mishnah for? A person should just decide, I'm not makbid. Kiva the mevatel belibo sagi. Since you're mevatel in your heart sagi, it should be enough. So why can't bittel just work? You say I'm mevatel. Tosfos says v'yeshlomar the batla daito itzal kaladam im yevatlenu below shiva samanim. No, it's batla daito. Most people do not want. Most people, if there's dam nida there, is dam nida until you do something to get rid of it. So most people would want to cleanse it in a certain way in order to remove the status of dam nida. So therefore, batla daito. If there's one person that does not agree, there's one person that would be mevatel it even without being maver these samanim. So his das is batel. That is Tosfos. Interesting, we have a similar discussion, not exactly the same, similar discussion in the beginning of Maseches Psachim, on Daf Beis and Daf Dalet Psachim, talking about Bittel Chametz. Bittel Chametz. Right, what about Bittel? Why can't the Gemara there talks about it? And the Rishonim explain why we have a three-pronged attack against Chametz. We have Bedika, Biur, and Bittel. We have bedika, which leads to the beer. We check, search and destroy for chametz. Search A, then destroy, and then we do bittel. So ask the Gemara, why don't you do one or the other? Why don't you just do bittel and not bedika and beer? Why don't you just do beer and not bedika? So you don't just do beer and forget bedika, because if you just destroy, maybe you didn't destroy everything. Maybe there's still some in your house that you didn't find. That's why you also have to do bittel, just in case there are some Cheerios under the couch that you didn't find. So you're mevatel it. Why don't you just do bedika? Why don't you just do bedika? Because it's hard to know whether the person is being serious. So it's even more than Tosas, not just Bala Daito. Even if he is serious, it's not normal, and therefore we're Mevatel is Das, but it's hard to measure a Bittel. It's hard to measure a Bittel. After all, a person has a whole closet of schnapps and of other chametz, so I'm Mevatel and it's nothing to me, it's meaningless, it's like the dust of the earth. Right? So that's somewhat unusual. That's why we do bedika and we do bittel and we sell certain types of the chametz. So again, that's also a similar discussion. Why wouldn't bittel work? It's hard to object. Tosas says butla daito. And another idea is that it's hard to objectify. It's hard to say that this is what occurred, just like the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss regarding chametz. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, Charasin. So what are we going to, this is going to relate to? The issue of Tuma Bilua. We are talking about here. There is Dam or something else within a Beged. And we say once you are Mavliya it, once you put the Samamanim on it, so that even if you see it, it's going to be Tahora, if I'm not Makban on it anymore. So that's going to get us into the subject of Bilua. Tanan Hasam, Charasin, Shenishtamish Bohenzov, Shebalu Mashkin, Charasin, shards of a klicheres. Charasin, right, which is used for, let's say the Rashi says, Kolomar, it's used for a avit shomai reglayim, it's the urinal of a zav or a zava, right, it's the toilet, so it absorbs liquid of a zav. Charasin, Shenishtamish Bohenzov, Shebalu Mashkin, so now let's say you washed it and it's clean. But inside, absorbed in this cheres, is liquids of azav. V'nafla viratanur, and then this kli went into the airspace of a tanur that is made out of cheres. So if it's just in there and the liquid is in there, we don't know yet. But v'husaka tanur, and the tanur is heated up. So what happens when something is heated up? The liquid comes out. So says the Mishnah hatanur tameh. So the tanur is going to be tameh in that case. Shesof Mashket latzes, because after all, the liquid's coming out, and therefore, the liquid is going to be matame the tanur. A kli cannot be matame a kli. That's the rule. A kli can only become tame from an av hatumah. A person and a kli on a daraisa level can only become tame from an av hatumah. So a kli can't be, how could a kli be an av hatumah? So a kli being matame another kli can't happen. So that's why, if just a kli hangs in there, that's not going to pass on the tumah, transmit the tumah. But the liquids will. But when is it called liquids inside the tanur? So says the Mishnah, when it is heated up. Machlokes, Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Shanu Ela Mashkin Kalim. When do we say that it needs to be heated up? That's only by Mashkin Kalim. What does that mean? Liquids that are a Rishon Latumah. Rashi quotes, we had this last week. Dimas Eino, the tears of Azov. Dam Magafaso, the blood of a wound of Azov. The Meiraglayim of a Tamei Meis, or a Tamei Sheretz. Anything that's a Rishon, those liquids are not going to be metame, the oven, until they come out through heat. Aval mashkin chamurin, but chamur liquids, meaning the ma'ayanos of Ezov, the meiraglayim, and the shechvazera, and the ziva, all of the liquids that are avosatumos of Ezov, so the mashkin chamurin, tame afapish lahusaka tanur, says Reish Lakish, those will be tame the oven, the tanur, even if the tanur is not heated up. Even if it's not heated up, it's inside the charasin. Still, it's going to be mitame the oven. Why? Since it's possible to get it out, so it's already not called balua, right? For these chamor liquids, for the mako liquids, for the kalan liquids, fine. But Reish Lakish holds, if it's able to come out, so it's considered as if it's out already, even before it comes out. That is Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no! Echad mashkin kalan, echad mashkin chamurin. Doesn't matter, kalan or chamurin, if husaka tanur in, ilo, lo. If the tanur is heated up, fine. If not, not. What's the lumdis? What's the svar and machlokas, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? So some suggest the lumdis is, do you focus more of a chefsa gabra type of discussion? And it could go in either direction. Some say, well, if you focus on the chefsa, then like Reish Lakish says, it's in there, it's in the chefsa, right? You don't focus on the gavra, can't get to the liquid now, but it's in the chefsa. If you focus on the gavra, like we said, the gavra can't get to it, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. If the gavra can't use this liquid yet, so it's not called there. The focus is on the usability of the gavra, not the existence inside the chefsa. That's one way to do it. The other way you can look at it is just the opposite. You can say regarding the chefsa, then we could say that it's not here. Look at the chefsa. It's inside. The chefsa is defined by what you see. So if you can't see it, so then the chefsa is not defined by it. Masheki, maybe the gavra, maybe he's not the gavra, it's tame. Why? Because the gavra can get it whenever he wants. He can put it on the oven. Okay, so either way, one can suggest it's a chefsa gavra machlokas. If you look at the Tosas Rid here, the Tosas Rid says it's a machlokas, whether we know tuma balua, swallowed of tuma, we know that exists by animals. The question is, does it exist by kalim? So that is that's the machlokas, says the Tosas Rid. Because after all, the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim discusses if you have tuma balua inside an animal, and then the animal dies. Says the Mishnah that one, the animal is alive. Right, the Mishnah says tarnagol shabalas asheretz v'nafala avira tanur, a chicken that swallowed up a sheretz, and then the chicken fell into the tanur. Tar. It's tar. The tanur is tar because it's inside the sheret. This is inside the tarnagol. V'imes tamei. But if the tarnagol then dies, it's tamei, because then that's not, you need, it has to be inside a baal chai. The pashas of the Mishnah is. So, says the Tosas Rid, maybe that's goof of the machlokas here. Do we say that tuma balua could apply to a kli as well? Says Reish Lakish, yes. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. If that is the suggestion, there's a little difficulty. If that's what they're arguing about, there's a little difficulty within the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Taros, the Rambam in Hilchas Kalim quotes that it only applies to animals. Tuma balua only applies to animals. Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. The Rambam says in Hilchas Kalim, Umeachar. Let me just find it. If not, I'll just read it. The Rambam says in Ches Hey, yeah, that the Tuma Balua only applies to inside an animal. Sorry, it was in Tumas Meis, Chaf Hey. Ein HaBaluin Nitzalin, Ela Bebeten Nefesh Chaya, Kamosha Biarnu. The Rambam says it only applies to the inside of an animal. Aval habiluin bigufa kalim, but a balua in a kli, vahavanim, einam nitzolin. It's not nitzol. Ketan, and he quotes all the examples from the Mishnayos and Maseches Kalim. That if you have a type of kli that has a needle at the end of it, and the needle was tame, then the needle got swallowed up, it floated down, and it slipped down into the wooden kli. So we say that is not called balua. Right, if you have a ring that's connected to a brick, and then the ring went inside the brick, right? So all of these are not called balua. She'ena bluin bekelim nitzalon ela b'tzamin pasil. Only tzamin pasil, which is special din inside the oil of a kli charis. So the Rambam says it only applies to animals, but the Rambam is a problem. The Achronim pointed out because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan here. Rambam paskins like it doesn't matter. Even the mashkin chamurin in the kli is not metame unless the oven is heated up. Okay, so that's a little steer we gotta work out. If the Rambam holds that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, then that won't work. Unless you say that you have to come up with a different approach. The Sidrei Tara discusses this. Is there a way to be machalic between a regular kalim and this kli, or the machalic between a dead animal and this kli? Right, so the Mishnah kalim isn't a problem with the Rambam. Okay, either way, that's the Machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So, Eitzir, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. From our Mishnah, Hitz Bilabas, Agabav Taros, the Hever of Zion Saman of Avar. Our Mishnah, if you didn't do the seven Samanim, first you were Matbulit, then you did Taros, and then you did the seven Samanim, and Velo Avar, Harezet Seva, so you can assume it's Seva, the Taros of Taros, Vezorla Hatbil. The Mishnah says that even if you were Osekas Bit, she was Osekas Bitaros, and you did the test, and it did not get removed, so it's a tseva. And you can assume everything is for sure okay. Even though there's a little chance still that it's dam. And yet we're not 100% sure, there's a chance that it's dam, and yet we're totally mako. So it must be, this is how the Rashi and the Rishonim explain the question, it must be that we're really not worried on it on a daraisa level. Right? The fact that you do this and we assume it's okay and we're not worried at all must be that it's only a derabanan chashash. right? Which Rabbi Yochanan says is a raya to me. That even if it's inside, it's not going to be metame until it comes out. So to this dam, which is inside, it's not going to be metame until it comes out. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shlokash answers, no, Amar lei hanaf leksamim derabanan. You're right! Our Mishnah. But our Mishnah is a derabanan context. It's not a daraisa context. If it's a daraisa context, then it would be considered out even before it comes out. But in the derabanan context, we're more mako. Hanaf leksamim, which is derabanan. And therefore, one can be mekel. Tosfos is mayor here. If it's true that what Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan in this case, that even if it doesn't come out, you don't have to worry about it. So what do you have to even have to do this samamonim for, right? So what do you just say? It's lakula. So Tosfos says it's not shriach to come from anywhere besides her. Okay, there are different reasons why you still have to do the samamonim. Tosfos discusses, but either way, it's drabanan. Says the Gemara, "Vatani Rabbi Chiya damanida ma'aver vada ma'aver lo zayim samamonim umavatlo." You see the price that we quoted up above from Rabbi Chiya, that even if it's vada damanida, it's not just a kesem, you still could use the samamonim. So Amalei Reb, so he says, answers back to him. Rish Lakish answers back, "Rabbi Loshana, Rabbi Chiya minalei." If this isn't an authoritative brisa quoted by Rebbe, this Talmud Rebbe Chiya quoted it, so I'm not bound by every brisa that Rebbe Chiya quotes, says Reish Lakish. If I don't have a Messiah that Rebbe said it, I'm not bound by every brisa that he quotes. Okay, next. Eisvei Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rebbe Yochanan asks another question against his Talmud and brother-in-law, Reish Lakish. Revi is dam, shenivol mabayis, the Mishnah says in Meseches Ahalos. If there's a Revi is dam that got absorbed into the floor of the house, Habayah, Revi'ez Dam is B'tameh Ba'ohel. So if it was absorbed in the house, Habayah is Tameh. One bright, the Mishnah says Habayah is Tameh, Va'amri la Habayah is Tar. And some say the Bayis is Tar. V'lo Pligi, we see there's really no Machlokas, Habakelim de Meikara, Habakelim de Basof. It depends on when the Kelim were in there. If there were Kelim in there with the Dam before it got absorbed into the ground, so those Kelim are Tameh. Thomas Ohel, Habakelim de Basof. But if Kelim came into the house after it was absorbed into the floor, those Kelim are not Tameh. Nivla Bixus, what if it got absorbed in a garment, not in the floor? Nivla Bixus, then it depends. Imis Kabesas Viyotzi Mimena Revi'ez Dam. If you can wash it and get a Revi'ez Dam out of it, then Tameh, then it's going to be called Tameh. V'im Lav, and if you are not Mechabesas it, and or if you can't be get out a revius of dam from it, even if we add in, even if there is a revius dam inside of it, but if you can't get it out, tahora. So then it is tahora. Says Rabbi Yochanan, another right to me. According to you, Reish Lakish, if it's inside, it's inside. So then we should have the status of it. So I'm Rav Kahana again answers for Reish Lakish, no. Maybe you could say this is a Darabanan context. Dam Revi'ez Dam is Matami Daraisa. No, Mikuli Revi'ez Shanukan. We're talking about a Kula context of a Revi'ez. Shiny, Dam Tvusa Durabana. We're talking about Dam Tvusa. Dam Tvusa is, Rashi quotes here the Gemara later on, Dam that you're not sure if it came out Bechaim or Bermisa. You're not sure if it came out when the person's alive or dead. So therefore, it's a suffix. Suffix Durabanan. It's a suffix and it goes to the level of Tuma Durabanan. It's Dam Tvusa. So again, therefore, Reish Lakish would answer, that's why I would agree with you there, that it's only after it comes out. But again, by a real Daraisa, by a real Dam Daraisa, by a Mashkin of Azav, I would say that it's only if it even if it doesn't come out. So now we turn the tables. Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, "Kol habalua sheinu yochol latzeis tahar." The Mishnah says there that any balua that cannot come out is tahar. Hayochol latzeis tameh. If it can't come out, it's tameh. V'yavagav lo nafik. But if it can't come out, it's tameh. We're mashva, even if it doesn't come out yet. So kashan reish to Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar of Papa, or if Papa answers as follows, we'll go with our girsa. Kol hecha dein yochol latzeis. If it can't come out, v'lo hikpet alav, and the guys, it doesn't bother the owner, it doesn't bother him, so divrei kol tar. If it can't come out under normal processes, and the guy's not makbid about it, so everybody agrees tar, that doesn't have that status of being here. Yachol latzeis v'hikpet alav, if it can't come out, and the person wants to get it out because he's makbid on it, and it bothers him, so divrei kol tameh. Then everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, that that's tameh, because it can't come out and he wants to get it out. Ki pligi to yachalot says v'lo hikpet alav. The machlokas is where it can't come out, but the guy doesn't want to take it out. He doesn't bother him so much. So mar savar kiven to yachalot says Reish Lakish holds, since it can't come out, avagav to lo hikpet alav, even though he's not machmed on getting it out, but it can't come out, so it's going to be tameh. Umar savar, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, avagav to yachalot says, even if it can't come out, im hikpet alav ini lo, if he's machmed on it, fine. If not, not. And that in the Mishnah, which said that if it can't come out, it's tameh, meaning even if it doesn't come out. That's where he's makbid on it. Rabbi Yochanan would say, I agree in that case. If Yochal Lot says, and makbid alav, so then I agree. But our machlokas is a case of Yochal Lot says, ain't lo makbid alav, and that's where I say my, that's where I say my shita. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Vashem, we will continue. Everybody should enjoy their day. And again, we are in the last 2 weeks. Baruch Hashem.